Fabulous show. Thank you. My story, my son, my wife, I called you a few months ago. My wife was diagnosed with mercury poisoning from amalgam in her teeth.
Oh, yes, I remember that. Glenn, what a story.
And what we figured the trigger was her tetanus shot. So we were very hesitant to get my son his tetanus shot. So I'm looking at my son's suspension from school. He's a high school student. And we received it from Ms. Wyszerski that he would be suspended for a period of 20 days. And now we could have stepped away from this if we had a statement of conscious or religious belief, but that trying to prove that is beyond a belief. You can't go that route. Long story short, they will suspend him for 20 days. We finally submitted to getting the shot, much to our displeasure, but he's a good student, and I do not want to destroy his ability of the semester to finish it with good marks. So, you know, they literally bullied us into this shot.
I think the phrase is medical mafia.
Absolutely correct. So we went ahead. Now, the one thing I don't know if anybody's brought to your attention is the last page of our thing talking about consent. Basically saying that they will ask for the parent guardian consent, or they will ask for the student. And if the medical officer feels that the student is capable of giving consent, doesn't say age, just capable, that they are allowed to do this.
Did you hear the story in our last hour suggesting that kids as young as those in grade 2 are being asked if they want to have a vaccine, and their answer is taken as the guide?
I've heard this before. I've on American programs, I've heard this. I absolutely believe it, but I am looking in black and white on my Middlesex London Health Unit that they can ask my son for consent without our consent, and if they feel he's capable, then they can give him the shot.
And do you know what the age restrictions are on that?
There is no age restriction on this page.
You're not suggesting, surely, that here in London, Ontario, the medical office could ask a kid in grade 6 or 5 or 4 if they want a vaccine and take their answer as their guide?
May I just read you the second paragraph, first line?
Do that.
At the Middlesex London Health Unit, if possible, we prefer to have both the consent of a capable student and his or her parent or legal guardian before vaccinating the student. Nowhere in there does it say age.
That to me is shocking.
But it shocked us. I could not believe this. And to destroy it, my son is in his second semester. To take 20 days out of a semester would destroy his ability to get honor marks.
What would you call that, Glenn? That those tactics.
Other than having a stick or a gun, that's coercive force. In essence, you know, they said either you do this or your son's ability to generate marks or even have some kind of a semester left is gone. And I'm bringing that to your attention. There is nothing on this page on consent that has anything to do with age.
You see,
and if you'd like, I'll fax this off to you or email or whatever.
Well, again, read that key phrase, because I just want to make sure that we don't get the wrong impression for this from this form from the Middlesex London Health Unit. Would you read the form again?
Yes. Second paragraph, first sentence, at the Middlesex London Health Unit, if possible, we prefer to have both the consent of a capable student and his or her parent or legal guardian before vaccinating the student. Nowhere in here does it say age.
Here's my question to our audience, Glenn, and if you can stay with us for a couple of moments, maybe they would have some questions for you. Are they really saying that we, the Middlesex London Health Unit, we know best? We kind of like your permission, because we're nice people and we don't want to have lawsuits and some of the things we're hearing from the states, but really we know best, and we know that it is right to pump chemicals into your arm, and we know that Jen Keller's babysitter Hannah just doesn't know what she's doing when she refuses to have Gardasil pumped into her arm, because really you great unwashed folks out there, you don't know what we know, because we're so much smarter.
I have an 11-year-old daughter. She will not be receiving the Gardasil shot. I can tell you that as we the documentation for 2 to 3% of the things that it'll go after, the side effects are way too detrimental. That simple.
Well, Gardasil is sort of the poster child for this debate, and the notion that we are going to pump this chemical into the arms of grade 7 girls, when you look at the huge dangers involved and the very, very slight risk of cervical cancer, is really outrageous. Glenn, Tim wants to jump in with a comment. Go ahead, Tim.
Oh, hi there. I missed a lot of the story, and I apologize if I'm repeating anything, but just with respect to that comment that the gentleman made about the Middlesex, the document there, the comment suggested that was they need the consent of the child and the parent, not just the child. So by no means they're going to be giving a vaccination on a grade 2 child's okay.
You missed the program in the last hour where you heard lawyers from the U.S. saying that is now happening in California.
Can I give you the last part of this as well?
Go ahead, Glenn.
On occasion, a student's wishes in relation to immunization may be different than those of his or her parent or guardian. This could mean that the student does not want the vaccine and that the parent wants him or her to receive it, or the student wants the vaccine and the parent or guardian does not want them to have it. The public health nurse will ensure that the student is capable of consenting. And if it is determined that the student is capable, the public health nurse will follow the wishes of the student.
What they're saying is, they're telling mom and dad to just take a hike.
Basically, they're saying, well, if you don't like it and we think your son or daughter is capable of making this decision without any age restriction on this page, that we are going to go ahead.
Tim, what do you think of what you just heard? Because I am shocked by it.
Well, I am too, but if I could just point out my opinion here on this. I don't get the flu shot myself, because if I get the flu, at the end of the day, it's not going to hurt me, it's not going to bother me, yeah, I'm going to be sick. But I don't want to lose sight of what's happened in years past. And I think a lot of people have smallpox, diphtheria, tetanus, tuberculosis, polio. These vaccinations have to happen. We can't go back to the dark ages again. It's been proven over the last century that they need to be done. Now, moving forward, I do agree, like, some of these new ones for the HPV virus and different things, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of unknowns, but, you know, when you look ahead, like, for the people who do wind up having cervical cancer, which will almost certainly be fatal, you know, like, how do you look back at this point now and say, well, we gave you a choice, we didn't do it, it's too bad we didn't enforce it on everybody. I think
Tim, do your research. Go on the internet. First of all, the chances of the cervical cancer are very, very small. The risks are very, very huge. And there is just a groundswell now all across North America of parents saying, wait a minute, we are being indoctrinated by a medical establishment which is more or less nothing more than a puppet to Big Pharma, which is trying to sell drugs. I wish you had heard our program in the last hour, but I keep coming back to Glenn. Glenn, I am just shocked at what you're saying from this form from the Middlesex London Health Unit, that the permission from the parents would be nice.
It's optional by the look of it.
Yeah, it's optional. So what they're saying is they're going to ask our kids whether they want chemicals pumped in their arms.
Yeah, I agree. And if you don't follow this form, they will destroy the ability for your child to successfully complete a semester.
Yeah, in other words, if you don't comply, we're going to suspend this child.
But is that for the HPV virus vaccination, or is that for just your...
That's right across the board.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
This is a broadband form.
Yeah, the HPV virus, I have to agree with you. I don't know enough about it. I'm bigger than that. I really don't know. But the kids have to have smallpox, diphtheria, polio. They have to have those basic ones.
Tim, there are all kinds of experts. Pam Colleen has had a parade of experts come in every Thursday, and they're saying a lot of what we think we know about vaccines and their success rate is absolutely not the way it appears. And so more and more parents are choosing now to not have vaccines against any of these diseases. And they're getting support from very, very qualified people. So my point on this program is not so much whether vaccines are merited or not, but if someone does the research and they are fully informed, like our doctor, a chiropractor who was in studio last hour, he goes to St. Joe's Hospital on another matter, and they literally threaten him, first suggesting his child is going to die if he doesn't get the vaccine, and secondly, threatening right there and then to phone the children's aid to take the child away. And I think that is beyond outrageous. Tim, I appreciate the call. Marcus, go ahead.
Thank you for letting me be on your program there. I have two children here, 7 and 6, and you know, they've gotten their shots, and thank goodness that everything has worked out well with them. But we received a letter from the school saying, you know, if he doesn't get such and such, he can't come into school and so forth. I remember that clearly about 2 years ago when he was in grade 1 or starting grade 2. And a second point, I've heard the whole show in the beginning, I heard Alex Jones, and yes, it's scaring me that this is occurring, because I and my wife are going to have to face this with our child, like the father with his son in high school. You know, I would say, yeah, forget it, no. You know, because we're not a big fan of this stuff. We understand. We hear what Pam Kleene's saying and everyone else is saying. And also, I'm thinking with the medical stuff, they have the power over you and your children. And then maybe what's next? If it's not the vaccine, it'll be like the chip in your hand or something. You know, they'll use that. The medical community will use that to introduce whatever they want, I guess.
Well, yeah. Who has this kind of power but the health unit?
Exactly. No one. Not even parents, you know.
No, not even parents. Yeah. So who's running the show here?
The people that are put in charge of our system that we depend on. We depend on the schooling. We depend on them getting the job with the school. You know, best thing to do is homeschool, you know, but then we'll still be faced with, I guess.
Still faced with this reality of the health unit. You're still faced when you go to the doctor and you tell them that you have decided not to have vaccines. You are treated, as the doctor described in the last hour, like the bully in the schoolyard.
I really thank you, for Andy, for putting on this show. This is a really good eye-opener for my wife and I. Thank you.
Marcus, keep studying, keep researching, and don't let anybody bully you into making a decision that you're not comfortable with.
They don't call me Mad Dog for nothing.
There we go. All right, there's the fighting spirit. Short break. We'll be back with more of your calls on this explosive issue of who should decide whether your child gets a vaccine or not. Dr. Bryna Warshawski, or you the parent? We'll be back with Glenn and more of your calls in just a moment right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
During winter, it takes...